Has any of you recognized this, these issues?
Yeah. Like, I mean, what I know is that the artists that want to publish with us are, let's say, concerned. They're very sensitive when it comes to rights, because, I mean, there's experience about, you know, that rights go to a different institution, and that's it's published in a book. The book is then heritage of another institution. They get the revenue, or like all the, yeah, the revenue that the book basically makes. So for me, it's almost more of a, yeah, an administrative task to make clear that the rights are always with the authors of the images, the authors of the arts, and the authors of the text. But it's yeah, it's definitely something that that is very sensitive. Yeah.
Yeah, for me, I feel really related to this, because I try to work with material from the Beyond and Cloud and from the I Film Archive for my graduation work. That was basically based on grabbing pieces of existing material and putting them together to create a new narrative. So it became impossible to do it because of the copyright, right? And I think, I mean, the archives are incredible, and the materials inside are like fascinating, and you can spend hours just like just swimming in them. But what for me became interesting is, okay, like once you get into these archives and you dive into them, you kind of find a new value within this material for yourself and for your practice. But then how can you extract them and share them? And how can you actually make this into a new work, which then it becomes, in terms of copyright, quite impossible, because especially if you want to use a lot of clips, then you have like 10 seconds of like 100 clips. You need to apply each time for that copyright. And then if you take them out of context, then as well, it becomes a challenge. And this negotiation between the content and how to make it available again, and what makes it an artwork and not just like the reusage of like the clip itself, right? And I think that's very, yeah, challenging, but also very interesting. And yeah, I'm curious to know how you're dealing with this with artists, for example. I think within filmmaking, maybe it's a bit more straightforward because there is like a very direct narrative, right? But in artwork, usually it's not so direct. It's more, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, well, we have a very nice program for artists. So you can, if anyone from you of you wants to reuse our archive, we have a very, we have actually some things for free, so you will get we can help you with that. So it's just I won't just sum up all the things that we do, but you just can contact us and we will help you. But it's, if you do it like the in the from the website and you see like send the email to this and this person, then it will be a commercial thing. But this is, for me, it is an issue that we must keep discussing with colleagues, because how commercial can you make a cultural heritage which was already paid for with public money, and all this copyright also. There's also like a lack of knowledge. How does it works? How does it work with this copyright? So I think there is this very interesting topic to talk about, and it's actually, I think, also a very interesting topic for an artistic research in a way. How to actually navigate in the gray area, copyright and archive reuse.
Yeah, I was just very interested on the conversation of reusing or just coming back to already produced pieces. So perhaps one question of for expanding publishing would be to create spaces or platforms or just context where it's kind of bad saying it this way, but like just like things are open for the grabs, and when you can have places where you can actually freely interact with previously produced materials, because I feel that if we want to expand the what publishing means, then publishing shouldn't be like this endpoint or this final moment where the thing or the piece or the object is already done, but just only one more point within a larger process. And for that, then things as a copyright system should be reevaluated, right? Because then, like, each of the points is not final, but something more of a continuous thing. Yeah, it was more of a comment than a question. but perhaps each of your initiatives, do you see your initiatives as creating this kind of context where things are basically reused and revisited?
Oh yeah, absolutely.